Hey, everybody. It's Anna, the Charlie Kirk Show. Hola, Roja. There is a red wave coming, and it is happening right through the Hispanic community. An incredible political earthquake is happening. The realignment of the Rio Grande Valley towards conservative Republican Party. If this keeps up, Democrats are going to build the wall for us. Email us your thoughts. As always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show and hit subscribe. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. You can start a high school chapter, start a college chapter at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. It is the great realignment as Myra Flores leads the red wave. Hola, Roja. This entire hour, thoroughly researched. Send it to your friends and make sure you are subscribed. And get some friends to subscribe as well. Helps us be bulletproof from censorship. freedom@charliekirk.com is how to email me. I love hearing from you guys. We have the best listeners. God bless you guys. Thank you for all you do to support us. We deeply appreciate it. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Lot to get into. You are living through a realignment, the great realignment. We have been forecasting this. We have been foreshadowing this for quite some time. We've been telling you that the people of the country are no longer going to tolerate the ruling of the few while the many suffer. We've been seeing it in school board races. We've been seeing it in state representative races. We've been seeing it in voter registration races. But now we're seeing it in actual congressional races. We are living through something profound and something generationally significant. We are finally seeing what we have been waiting for as the equal and opposite reaction as we build and we build and we build as we get closer to November. What we saw last night, we haven't seen in well over 100 years, actually 140 years. You see, what we saw last night is evidence that there is fight still in the American spirit, that things are not as doom and gloom as the prognosticators might believe. Even conservatives can be awfully apocalyptic in their thinking. Conservatives can say, oh, Charlie, is there any way we could turn this around? The elections, I don't trust them, and the media is bought, and the intelligence agencies are compromised. Even for some conservatives, that can be a little bit doom and gloom at times. Last night was a shock and awe. What we saw last night is something that I believe is the beginning stages of a once in a 100-year political transformation. I believe we are seeing a political transformation, a great realignment that will permanently upend our system of government, the Democrat Party, and will finally put the conservative movement in the driver's seat, not the Republican Party, but the conservative movement in the driver's seat for generations to come. I believe we are seeing the beginning stages, the start of the movie, the coming attractions of what will be anywhere between a 60 to 80 to 100 seat majority coming into November for the conservative movement. What we saw last night is, as you kind of see throughout the summer, you see these primaries. So in Nevada, Adam Laxalt won, who we were behind and we've had on our program quite a lot. We saw Tom Rice lose in South Carolina. We are going to talk about that. We saw lots of primary races that were significant. But the most shocking victory last evening happened in a district that would be considered to be a throwaway district for Republicans. It's a district that the ruling class of the Republican Party never would take seriously. It's a district that back in 2016, Democrats won this district by 25 points. In 2018, Democrats won this district by 19 points. In 2020, Democrats won it by 13 points. But this is not a district like any other. This is a district in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. This is the second most Hispanic district in the country. Second most Hispanic district in the whole nation. It is 84% Hispanic. 84% of the district is Hispanic. Republicans have not won this seat since Reconstruction. It has been a reliable Democrat seat because of its significant Hispanic population. In 2016, just 6 years ago, when Hillary Clinton ran for president, they won by 25 points. That is a blowout. That there is no candidate running against it. You might as well just run. That is as solidly blue of a seat as you could possibly comprehend. So what happened last evening? A political earthquake has started, and it's going to build past even November. I think what we are going to see is the beginning stages of the Democrat Party being displaced from meaningful political power in the chambers of our federal government, in every single swing state, and yes, of course, obviously, every center-right state across the country. What we saw last evening is a woman running for Congress by the name of Mayra Flores. She was Mexican-born, legally immigrated to this country, and she beat Democrat Dan Sanchez by 5 points. In 2016, this was a 25-point Democrat district. In 2022, Republicans win it by 5 points. That is a 30-point realignment in 6 years. Let me say that again. A 30-point realignment in an 84% Hispanic district. In the second most Hispanic district in the country. You realign by 30 points, you should be calling timeout and say, what is going on? That is beyond a wave. That is beyond a trend. No, no, no. This is something where all of a sudden you're living in a different galaxy politically. And what you see here, Flores is now the first GOP candidate to represent the area of the Rio Grande Valley since 1870. The first congresswoman ever born in Mexico. This region has been totally devastated and destroyed by Joe Biden's open border policies. Inflation. And guess what? Voters in the Rio Grande Valley, they don't want to be incessantly asked the question, what is a woman? What is a woman? What is a woman? Can men become pregnant? They've had enough. This is a canary in the coal mine, a harbinger of things to come, a predictive mechanism where we should just take a step back and say, what is going on? You see, Democrats, they're still trying to process this. They're going to spin it. I'm going to tell you how the Democrats are going to spear it. They're going to say, oh, Hispanics are not very smart. You see, they could fall victim to conspiracy theories online. That's how they're going to push it. I guarantee it. They're going to condescendingly in their white liberal attitude. And if there is a group of people I have the most disdain for, it is white liberals. White liberals are the most smug, arrogant, condescending, authoritarian, tyrannical, self-righteous group of people when they get political power. They do not care about minorities unless it helps them achieve their political power. They virtue signal. They have white savior complexes. They have distorted philosophies, deceitful tactics. They have hubris unlike anything I've ever seen. They're demagogues. They're intentional propagandists. White liberals have exploited the Hispanic and the Black community and the Asian American community for their own gain for far too long. And Hispanics are starting to wake up to it. The first Republican candidate since 1870. What is going on? What's happening is a realignment that is not the creation of some Republican consultant. You're seeing a realignment that is not some sort of political science experiment. No, no, no. You are seeing a combination of a Republican Party that embraces populist nationalist beliefs, that puts parents above perverts. You're seeing a Republican Party that's finally willing to fight and talk about what our nation is, talk about the southern border. And you're seeing a Democrat Party that is embracing a hyper-academic white liberal agenda. And guess what? This is the amazing thing. In a district that is 84% Hispanic, Republicans win by 5 points. If this trend even continues, let's say it's off by 5 or 10 points nationwide, Democrats will lose Nevada. They will lose Pennsylvania. They will lose Wisconsin. Of course, Georgia. They will get slaughtered in Arizona. They could lose Colorado if this trend continues. Colorado, with a very significant Hispanic population. If this realignment holds even close coming in November and long term, the Democrat Party will only have latte-sipping, white liberal, Harvard-educated, Princeton-appreciating and donating, New York Times-reading liberals, which is not a majority of the people in our country. You're living through a great realignment. Look, free speech, religious liberty, and the Second Amendment. Our rights are being destroyed across the board. And look, many months ago, I told our team, I am sick of paying all this money to these cell phone providers that hate me and hate our values. So I said, go find that really cheerful guy. I think his name was Glenn at one of our events, and he kept on wearing the Patriot Mobile shirt. Found him, sat down in Dallas. We had a great meeting. And I vetted Patriot Mobile head to toe, their business model, how they do things. And I was convinced that we must partner with them. They're not only America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider, they're one of the few companies fighting back. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carrier. So you get the same great service plus the peace of mind, and your money is combating the left's attempt to silence you. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. Patriot Mobile shares your values, and they support organizations fighting for religious liberty, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, like Turning Point USA, and veteran and first responder heroes. So here's how it works. If you have a big major carrier, you are funding the bad guys. That money might as well be a check, Democrat National Committee. Or you could have it go to Patriot Mobile, where they give their proceeds back to Turning Point USA, veterans, and amazing groups. It's a no-brainer. So go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. Veterans and first responders save even more, so make the switch today. Between the left, the media, and all these rhinos, we need to stick together. Patriot Mobile helps you do that. It's a way to engage in the corporate warfare that's happening. So do me a favor, check it out. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. We've switched everything over, and we love Patriot Mobile. Producer Andrew is a massive fan. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Don't give your money to BLM or the Alphabet Mafia or whatever when you are doing the regular thing. Instead, make the switch. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. You see, for years, moderates in the Republican Party, the consultant class, they told us that we should stop talking about immigration, stop talking about the border, and become socially liberal on issues like abortion, issues, the trans issue, and marriage. And that is how we are going to be able to build coalitions to win national elections. I can't tell you how many fundraisers that I was invited to in 2015 and 16. When certain people were running for president and people were trying to oppose Donald Trump and all this was happening. And even in 17, 18, 19, when Trump was president, the consensus amongst the consultant class, amongst the smart people, was that Hispanics were going to be won over if we talked about amnesty all the time. So what we have to do is we have to talk about giving people legal status, even though they broke their laws to come into here. What we have to do is try to water down how we talk about the trans issue. We have to, hey, in fact, I remember there were some Republicans that told me the way that we win over voters is we should be putting the Pride Month marches on. That some Republicans said we should be the ones leading the Pride March. We should be talking about equality for all, even though it's anything but equality. That we should be the live and let live party. We've been told this by consultants for years. The consultant class telling us that we need to have a bigger tent and that's how we're going to win these elections. And it was all a lie. Really, what it was they were talking to a insulated, self-constructed group of upper middle class friends and family members who think they know what Hispanics actually want. This was a consultant class created bubble. In Malibu, in La Jolla, and Manhattan, and in Greenwich, and in Boston, many of whom, by the way, are very soft on social issues. So they think like, oh, I mean, come on, the second generation Hispanic entrepreneur, they must be as enlightened as I am when it comes to trans issues. I mean, what Hispanic family in the Rio Grande Valley wouldn't want to give their kid chemical castration puberty blockers if they thought they were a man or a woman. And the amazing disconnect, especially on the issue of trade, immigration, and social conservatism between the elites of the Republican Party and the grassroots muscular class of the country, specifically Hispanic voters, has never been more clear. The prevailing wisdom, the consensus of, hey, you can't talk about immigration, you're going to offend Hispanic voters. They all know at least one person who is illegal, and they're going to want to vote for just making everyone legal. Hispanics want no one to be held accountable for their crimes. And the opposite is the truth. What we are now seeing in these local elections and what we saw yesterday in the first win in this district for Republicans since 1870, an 84% Hispanic district, the second most Hispanic district in the country, what we have seen is that they care more about social issues than the consultant said. They actually voted on the issue of immigration last night. That inflation is crushing them. And we have not seen this kind of exodus, a demographic exodus, from one party to the other since the 1960s and 1970s, when blacks reliably went from a Republican voting base to a Democrat voting base almost in two election cycles. If this continues, and if Hispanics become the reliable Republican voting bloc that very well it should become, in almost short order, you're going to see Democrats call for building a wall. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist Black Lives Matter organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our republic by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote at the checkout line, and that is where a massively important organization called Second Vote comes in. The courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how you spend your money. Second Vote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. Their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive, and it does not happen for free. Please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's just $50 per year, but if you use promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. That's 50% off the information you need to have before you make your next purchase. Join me. Go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie. That's secondvote.com, promo code Charlie. Hispanics are trending so Republican so quickly, you could see the end of the modern Democrat Party if this continues. That is not an exaggeration. The numbers do not work for them. So why is this happening? Well, first, let's go through and let's meet the candidate that did it herself. Myra Flores, who won a district that is the second most Hispanic district in the country, 84% Hispanic, first time since Reconstruction. She was asked a question by a reporter. Will you be a counterbalance to AOC? Play cut 59.
If you win, be the counterbalance to the AOCs of the House. How do you see that? Could you see yourself as being a counterbalance? Or maybe even Verona Escobar, who was just down the street in El Paso.
That's right. Ellas no nos representan aquí en el Valle. They do not represent us. They do not represent the Hispanic community. They represent the Democrat Party, not the Hispanic community. Again, we're all about God, life, and family. They don't stand for those values.
Look, I'll tell you right now, AOC's got nothing against her. AOC will just run in the other direction. I'll take Myra Flores any day over AOC. Woo! Don't want to mess with her. That fierce look, like we're ready to fight. We want our country. I'm like, yes, finally. And it's working. 30-point change. 25-point Democrat district, 5-point now Republican district. Well, what has changed in the last 6 years? Before I answer that question, let's look at Myra Flores' campaign ad. She ran as a traditional Republican. She ran as a Republican on God, family, country. And Republican consultants, these self-righteous and just usually overweight, good-for-nothing slobs that run the Republican consulting class, Oh, no, no. We need amnesty. You can't mention God in a campaign ad. I can't tell you how many times I heard that from these campaign consultants that get paid these monthly fees to lose elections with your campaign contribution. Can't mention God. No, 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 no. You gotta run on gay pride and low taxes. That's what's gonna win. Get me another pizza, cheeseburger, whatever. They lose professionally, and when someone actually runs on God, family, country, they realign the entire political apparatus. Play cut 57.
To many, the border is about politics. But for me, it's about my life. I'm Mayra Flores. I was born in Burgos, Tamaulipas, Mexico. Now I am living my American dream.
But liberal policies from Washington are tearing our community apart. As the wife of a Border Patrol agent, I pray for his safety now more than ever.
I'm Mayra Flores, and I approve this message because we must secure our borders and keep our families safe.
We must secure our borders. She's the wife of a Border Patrol agent. I don't want to hear from another Republican consultant that couldn't tell you where the Rio Grande Valley is, how to win over Hispanics. I could see how to win over Hispanics. She's telling us how. Unapologetic on border policy. I'm the wife of a Border Patrol agent. Her slogan was God, family, country. She's saying we need to build the wall. She's saying liberal policies are crushing our community. First ever Mexican-born congresswoman. The more we talk about the border, the more we win Hispanics. The more we focus on illegal entry into our country, the more we win Hispanics. Everything the consultant class has told us has resulted in us being further away. The consultant class dominated the Republican Party up until 2016. What did they leave us? They left us a Republican Party that was 25 points in the hole in the Rio Grande Valley. Donald Trump comes along, 25-point deficit. His movement 6 years later that is still stronger than ever, we're now winning those districts. MSNBC is having a tough time processing this, which is a great segue into what are the Democrats thinking and what is the other driving force for this? Let's go to cut 62.
Take a look at the result in this special election in the 15th district. I'm trying to get it called up here. Here it is. Mayra Flores, a Republican, we have projected, will win outright the special election in the 34th district of Texas. This is one of the most Hispanic congressional districts in America. We have been talking since the 2020 election about South Texas, the Rio Grande Valley, the border region. We saw county after county in this region of Texas, heavily Hispanic, swing 10, 20, 30, 40 points away from the Democrats towards the Republicans in the 2020 election. One of the questions is, would those swings persist in 2022?
Will those swings persist in 2022? Answer, yes. They do persist, and it is growing. My prediction was totally right. I said they're going to attack her as a conspiracy theory because white liberals who work for Rolling Stone think Hispanics are stupid. What is this? Rolling Stone magazine. As I predicted, they just came out with an article. Another Republican who has promoted QAnon is headed to Congress. The only way they can explain how they lose Hispanics is, well, Hispanics are really stupid and susceptible and dumb, and they don't know how to differentiate between conspiracy theories. We have to talk slowly. Even though Flores has denied believing in QAnon, telling the San Antonio Express that she's, quote, always been against any of that. But it doesn't matter. The media, instead of admitting that they are losing Hispanics, they must be like, oh, well, they're believing Russian propagandist lies. These people are incredible. But why is this happening at a deeper and more fundamental level? Instead of Democrats being honest with introspection, which actually would make them further adjust and change their approach, they have gone all in on wokeism. And what we are learning is something we've already known, but it's actually what I say is what we are seeing confirmed is that wokeism is a luxury belief. A luxury belief is a set of values or ideas that only rich people are able to believe. They don't actually act them out, but they believe it. Instead of buying a yacht or a Gulfstream or a beachside property in La Jolla, California, no, they embrace luxury beliefs. A luxury belief is something is like, oh yes, I believe in open borders while I have gates around my home. I believe that school choice is racist as I send my kid to Exeter. Oh yes, I believe in systemic racism, but I better not see anyone that isn't white in my neighborhood. These are luxury beliefs. They sound good in cocktail hour and cocktail parties. They sound good amongst people that want to sound overly educated. But you know who it doesn't sound good to? People that are suffering. The people in the Rio Grande Valley, it's one of the poorest districts. 84% Hispanic district. They want nothing to do with this massive nonstop campaign of luxury beliefs. Wokeism is a uniquely white liberal phenomenon. It doesn't sell in these districts. Now, Democrats used to know this. Democrats used to win these districts because they used to be somewhat sane, at least in their communication on border policy, obviously not in what they did. They used to be somewhat, they never used to embrace the most radical ideology imaginable. And now they're all in. It's because the white liberal academics that run Princeton and Harvard and Stanford, they have captured the entire Democrat apparatus. And they don't care the damage that they do politically. So they are looking at this firestorm and this hurricane that is happening, and they are not adjusting. Instead, they say, well, it's because Hispanics are dumb and they believe conspiracy theories. Play cut 70. Jill Biden trying to pander to Hispanics. Play cut 70.
So say it with me. Si se puede. The future is ours. Thank you.
Broadway. Look, I did not do very well in my high school Spanish class. It's si se puede. And this is in front of like five people, and it gets cut up on Univision. It gets cut up on all these different networks. I know this is an amazing thing for Democrat operatives to understand, but Hispanics are actually affected by high gas prices. Hispanics don't like the over-racialization of America. Hispanics are pro-law enforcement. Hispanics hate lawbreakers. Hispanics came from countries where they know what happens when the rule of law gets cast aside. Hispanics don't like political corruption. Hispanics don't like drugs flowing into their communities. Hispanics want better schools. Hispanics are overwhelmingly pro-life. Hispanics believe this trans thing is from the pit of hell, and that's not an exaggeration. They say that. They think it is a total deliberate campaign to destroy language, first and foremost, destroy culture, destroy social norms, destroy what keeps their communities together. It's amazing because where Hispanics are the most vehement and passionate is on the stuff that we now are being told that we have to believe. They don't want to be called Latinx or Latinx or whatever they call it. They are a proud people. And Democrats want to use them for just a very specific political purpose. And guess what? It's not just Hispanics. Do you know who voted for a Republican for the first time in his life yesterday? Elon Musk. Elon Musk voted for Myra Flores. In fact, Elon Musk tweeted this morning that was the first Republican he ever voted for. And then he said a red wave is coming in November. Good job, woke Democrats. You're not just turning your entire political base, Hispanics, to become Republicans. You've now successfully turned the world's richest man into someone who is outwardly saying he's cheering for and advocating a red wave coming into November. A once in a generation political realignment. That's what we're seeing coming into November. What are Democrats doing? Well, they got the January 6th committee. They want to send another $1 billion to Ukraine. That's what they came out today. Nothing on the border, nothing on inflation. And then the non-stop campaign, the relentless campaign that I know is exhausting you and is certainly ticking me off. You cannot turn around without more pride flags than American flags. Another school textbook or drag queen, whatever. And someone says, time out. You can have whatever belief you have. You got to back off a little bit. This is not the country I grew up in. Stop wanting attention all the time. And Hispanics agree. What are Democrats thinking right now? I don't think they're doing much thinking. Just blame Republicans, blame conspiracy theories. And enjoy being completely politically irrelevant. Because once you get displaced from power, we're not going to give it back. Republicans controlling, Republicans winning over Hispanics, will be the nail in the coffin. From cringing at the pump to getting an eye-popping check at your favorite restaurant, inflation is hitting us all where it hurts. Inflation is a thief, and it really does hurt. That's why I started using Upside. Upside is an incredible application for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With every purchase, I'm earning cash back thanks to Upside. Look, our team uses Upside. When they were just doing a road trip to our Turning Point USA Young Women's Leadership Summit, they were using it all along the way. Easy rewards. Upside is a no-brainer. Look, with all the cash back, you're able to maybe pay for more of your bills that you now have thanks to inflation. Upside isn't too good to be true. It's a way to earn cash back. They've been able to create a rewards program when you buy gas, groceries, or dine out. So to get started, download the free Upside app in the Apple Store or Google Play. Use promo code CharlieKirk. That's promo code CharlieKirk, full name, no space, and get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're using on Upside. Check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card, or Amazon, or other brands. Upside users are earning more than millions of dollars every week. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. Download the free Upside app and use promo code CharlieKirk to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Use promo code CharlieKirk. I want to just play some contrast here. Remember, for years, it was kind of a priority of the Republican Party, and understandably and for good reason, to try to win over Hispanics. How did they do that? Well, by nominating the weakest person you could possibly imagine, Mitt Romney. Hispanics do not respect weakness. White liberals love weakness. They marry it. They live in a weak community. It's all posturing. Hispanics, they don't tolerate it. Especially they like proud and strong men. It's a big part of Hispanic culture. Pedro Gonzalez talks about this at great length. Play cut 65.
Are you going to iron it on? Seriously?
Of course. Oh my goodness.
This may not end well.
It's working. Ouch. It's sort of working. Ouch. Ouch.
That's Willard Mitt Romney, trust fund baby, who sent tons of jobs overseas to China while running Bain Capital, the corporate raider. His idea of trying to win over Hispanics was constantly apologizing to them. Say, if you elect us, we're going to lower corporate taxes. If you elect us, we're going to be the same as Democrats, but we'll invade more countries. I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message. Donald Trump had a completely different approach. The party that Mitt Romney left us was 25 points in the hole to Hispanics in the Rio Grande Valley. The party that Donald Trump inherited was 25 points down. The party that is now here after 6 years of Donald Trump's party is now 5+ points. So you have this idea of a weak, constantly apologetic, afraid of their own shadow candidate like Mitt Romney. And then you have Donald Trump, who is the exact opposite. And what's so funny is that a lot of suburban people will tell me, well, you know, he turns off Hispanics. Oh, really? He does. Mitt Romney turned off Hispanics. And now you might say, oh, no, Hispanics just liked Obama. No. This was Hillary Clinton, who was like the worst ever in 2016. That was the baseline. The baseline was a 25 to 30 point deficit. Now Republicans are 5 to 6 point leaders of the Hispanic community. Joe Biden's approval rating with Hispanics is 24%. And I just want to say that you're not going to hear this on the activist press. Yes, there's inflation. There's all this stuff. They really hate this woke garbage. They hate it. So you heard Mitt Romney. This is Donald Trump, cut 73, who against all the prevailing wisdom, with this sort of a, let's say, blunt message, helped win over more Hispanics than any Republican in recent history. Play cut 73.
Somebody's doing the raping, Don. I mean, you know, somebody's doing this. You're saying it's women being raped. Well, who's doing the raping? Mm-hmm. Who's doing the raping? Yeah. I mean, how can you say such a thing?
He was talking about people coming across the southern border, just rolling over Don Lemon. A strong Republican Party like Ron DeSantis, Alpha Energy, representing the muscular class, unafraid to call out our political opponents, standing for the rule of law, standing for life, standing for parents, better education, school choice, not wavering an inch against the wokies. Mitt Romney's constantly pandering to them. Oh, well, we need to go march in the BLM parade, which is what he did. Mitt Romney will probably be next in the Pride Parade, or he's probably in Ukraine opening up a Planned Parenthood with Zelensky, or whatever thing he has to do to try to prove that he isn't, like, please love me type thing. Mitt Romney. Weak. Republican Party is strong. I'll tell you right now, Myra Flores, Mitt Romney in an octagon, Mitt Romney is getting KO'd in like 20 seconds. Not even close. Myra Flores has way higher testosterone rates levels than Mitt Romney. Not even close. And that is what we need. We need a party that is willing to embrace toughness, firmness, tenacity, and bring the fight to the left. Not constantly apologizing on their terms. You are living through a realignment. It's a promising, optimistic moment. Just marinate on that. Reflect on that. There's something profound happening. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.